We mentioned Syria earlier. Russia is supporting the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and both Russian and Syrian forces have been criticized for bombing civilians in rebel-held areas. That's well documented in media reports, too. But some people think the Western media's portrayal of the war in Syria is all wrong.
The Syrian government insists that they are fighting terrorism on behalf of the entire world, and there is some truth to that.
That's Michael Bashara, a Syrian-American who lives in upstate New York. Bashara was born in the U.S., but remains in touch with relatives and friends back in Syria. He says U.S. media outlets only see the war from the rebel point of view.
They only cover the suffering of one side of the Syrian conflict. They only cover the suffering of the people in those rebel-held areas. And when they do cover the suffering of the people in the government-held areas, they dehumanize the people. Back in June, for example, when Tartus and Jable, which are on the coast of Syria, were bombed by ISIS, essentially all the news outlets described the people that were bombed in these places as an Assad stronghold. It sounds like a military target, like they're bombing a military base, like they're bombing, quote-unquote, Assad's people. When in reality, they're bombing ordinary civilians like me and you trying to go along with their everyday life.
Maybe you can help us understand that by telling us the reality people are living who you do know. You have family and friends in Syria, is that right?
Yeah. The rebels in the outskirts of Damascus, they shell the city indiscriminately and they shell neighborhoods with rockets, and then they hide in neighborhoods. At any time, a mortar shell can fall and hit people and kill them or disable them.
What is your greatest fear for Syria's future?
The Islamists take over, then all the religious minorities in Syria then will be oppressed. They'll be second-class citizens. You know, I'm a Syrian Christian, so that point of view really resonates with me. I believe in democracy and the principles of liberty. I really would wish for the Syrian people to get the greatest chance at this liberty, and that's not going to happen with this revolution, with these Islamic rebels.
Do you support, and do your family and friends support, Bashar al-Assad's leadership?
This is a common misconception among the Western media that by supporting the Syrian military and the Syrian government, you are supporting one man. You are supporting Bashar al-Assad. But the problem isn't even the guy as much as it is the political system. This is something that must be resolved among the Syrian people. This is not something that must be resolved among the Americans or among the Russians or among the British or among the Saudis. These political problems should be resolved in Syria with Syrians only and no one else. So when people say, do I support Bashar al-Assad? I mean, no, not necessarily, but that's not up for me to decide. That's up for the Syrian people as a whole to decide.
Do you think you can go back from this now? We have the United States involved, Russia involved. I can hear what you're saying, but there's a very intricate, complicated mess now.
Yeah, it's very unlikely that international influence will subside anytime soon. But my hope for Syria is that they can create a national unity government and guarantee a constitution where everyone has equal rights and pure secularism. Because when it's secular, you won't be like Saudi Arabia, where women can't even drive, for example, and where Christians are clearly second-class citizens in that country and other Islamist countries.
So the United States would say that it has identified and is working with moderate groups under the umbrella of the Free Syria Army, and they do describe their beliefs as in opposition to religious extremism. Do you think they're misrepresenting their beliefs?
I think the State Department tries really hard to find these groups, what's left of them, which is a very small percentage. But unfortunately, these pro-secular democratic groups do not have any power on the ground in Syria. To say that there could be moderates, we have to help the moderates, is not practical.
Just to close, is there one email, one image, one tweet you've seen or received that sticks with you?
Essentially, what sticks with me with this war, it's the human cost. We're all humans, you know, regardless of whether you're on this side or that side. So when you get killed, it's you're human. It's like anyone else getting killed. Everyone is equally human.
Michael Bashara, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Michael Bashara is a Syrian American who lives in upstate New York.